Defiant mood at North Tyneside SDP consultation. William Jarrett and Tim Wall, Newcastle Socialist Party. A public engagement meeting hosted by North Tyneside's Clinical Commissioning Group, CCG, conducted by CCG Chair Dr. John Matthews and Sustainability and Transformation Plans, SDP, Lead Officer Mark Adams, was held on the 16th of January. Many participants were local people rightly concerned by the planned £22 billion of Tory cuts. Already, North Tyneside's R&D services have been relocated 15 miles away to Cramlington, an area well away from the main area of population. And three walk-in centres are being merged into one, a massive blow to local services that Save North Tyneside NHS is campaigning to stop from happening in October. Socialist Party members have played a leading role in the establishment and growth of the Save North Tyneside NHS. In just over 2 months, the campaign has benefited from local and regional media attention, holding two public meetings, and welcoming new activists to its ranks. SDP's rub salt in an open wound, enraging the community. We received applause and cheers when we told Dr. Matthews, "You're shutting two acute hospitals. There's no mention of that in your fancy graphs. And what happens if we just say no? We'll oppose every cut, and we need Labour councillors to refuse to sign off this plan." Socialist Party activist John Hoare was greeted with similar enthusiasm. He explained Britain is the sixth wealthiest nation on earth, and workers pay for a crisis created by establishment politicians and their partners in banking and business, insisting cancel PFI contracts instead. A BMA junior doctor and a Unison regional organizer both said their unions had not been properly consulted. The campaign continues, with another public meeting on the 11th of February in North Shields Library.